How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 7. We're going to back up a few verses here and just get on into the balance of the chapter. Chapter 7, verse number 14. There have been those that have come up from Jerusalem, Pharisees and scribes, the scripture says, and they've had a quarrel with the disciples of the Lord Jesus, not washing their hands before they eat. And so the Lord's dealt with them about that, and the main rebuke and the main rebuke that he has towards them is that they have taken the tradition of the fathers, of the elders, the traditions of men. We have to watch out for traditions. We have to watch out for sentimentality. Sentimentality is not, in and of itself, is not a bad thing. But when we take sentimentality, or we take the rules that men make, and we take the tradition that folks hold to, and we take that and we raise that above what the Lord says in his word, then we're wrong. It is sinful and wicked before our Lord. These were saying that the brethren eating without washing their hands was a defilement of them. It made them unacceptable before God. But the Lord Jesus says, he says, Isaiah has spoken about you hypocrites, and he calls them that. He says, honoring and worshiping God just from your mouth, but nothing from the heart, not believing it, not having received the word of God, not having been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, as we have, as brought to us and by the ministry of the Lord and his gospel and the truth. Just outward action is not salvation. Outward action is not a relationship with God. Following what men have said should be done based on what they say they've looked into the scripture and found, if it's not based on the scripture, it's not true. And so these had taken to this thing of washing their dishes, washing their hands, that made them acceptable before God. The only way that a sinner can be made acceptable unto God is by the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ being applied to them, salvation of their souls, the imputation, the putting on of Christ's righteousness unto the sinner, and the sinner's sins put upon Christ. The only way a sinner can be acceptable and received before God is by the Lord Jesus Christ being their Savior. And the washing of your hands and the washing of your dishes is not going to do it. That doesn't accomplish that. The Lord makes it clear in verse 14 through 16. And when he had called the people unto him that were there around, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you. Listen and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. You can eat with your hands all your life. With your dirty hands all your life, and before God, you are not defiled. You may get sick, but you're not defiled from the standpoint of the soul. Listen, but the things, he said, nothing entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And so the Lord, once again, he points to the situation. Our problem is a heart problem. Our issue is a heart issue, and we need our hearts changed. The Lord doesn't want our old wicked heart. He saves us. He saves our souls, and he gives us a new spirit within, his spirit within. And by that, we are changed, and we can serve him and worship him in spirit and in truth. Listen to verse 17. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? And so the disciples, they said, what do you mean by that? What were you talking about out there? They didn't understand. When we don't understand, when we fear, when we fret, when we have problems, we need to go to the Lord. It's the right thing to do. We well may have rebuke coming from our Lord, and we should take it because we need to understand that better for us to come to the Lord in our ignorance and our lack of understanding and be rebuked by Him as His children than to not go to the Lord and yet be found ignorant ongoing. So He says unto them, are ye yet without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? No matter what you would put in your mouth and take in as food or dirty hands or whatever, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart. It doesn't enter into his heart. Some might say, Brother Jim, what about liquor and drugs and such as that? Certainly, liquor and alcohol are called spirits, and because we can be, they numb us to being in our right mind and our right frame of mind and consciousness, and make us open to be affected. That's a reason that alcohol has been called spirits in days gone by. But the taking in of that dope is bad. The word is pharmakia in the Greek, and the word, English word, as it's translated into us, is witchcraft. And so alcohol and dope, they certainly can affect us. And one that pursues after that, no drunkard shall enter into the kingdom of God. But what is it? And those things can lead unto more sin and wickedness. But those things are not the issue. What the issue is the heart that leads to drunkenness. And we should well stay away from it. Don't misunderstand me. We should not do drugs. We should not take in alcohol and become drunken and a stupor or out of our minds. Those things are wicked and evil, and we should stay away from them because of what they do to us. But those things in and of themselves are not the problem. The problem is the heart. Listen, he says, do you not perceive, verse 18, that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. He said that's the way the system works. The problem that man has is his heart. It's his heart. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. So the desire for things and the putting things before God, rather than having a single heart directed towards God and what God says and what God's will and a directive is towards mankind, we want another thing. A man seeks to escape, and so he pursues after dope or he pursues after drugs. It's a kind of the day that we live in. The gun wants to be blamed. The gun, the firearm, is to be blamed for all the murders. No, it's not the weapon. It's not the gun. It's not the weapon. They're all over this land. There are weapons sitting in cases and sitting in people's homes, and ammunition that's lying there in places near those guns. And unless a person picks them up, they will do nothing. And a weapon can be used to hunt, it can be used for self-defense, or it can be used for a crime. It's not the stuff. It's the heart. It's the people. It's the person. That person in their heart undertakes to wreak mayhem and anarchy and insurrection amongst society. It's the person. It's the person in their heart. That's the problem. They could do the same thing with a knife. They could do the same thing with a baseball bat. Baseball bats aren't sought to be outlawed because baseball bats can be used to play baseball. And that's fine. Baseball is good. There's nothing wrong with baseball. But a wicked man, because of the wickedness in his heart, can take up a baseball or a piece of iron, a piece of steel. I heard about a case where a man in a workplace sought to run over another man with a fork truck. There's nothing wrong with fork trucks and tow motors, but it was the man in his heart and his rage sought to do harm to another man. And that's the issue is him, not the fork truck. And so the Lord speaks here and he says to his disciples, don't you understand? Not what goes into a man defiles him, but what comes out of his heart. The system works. It goes in food and that which we take in our mouths. It goes into the belly and it's used by the body and then it's purged out into the draught. He said in verse 20, he says in verse 20, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, proceed adulteries, proceed fornications, proceed murders. Out of the heart proceed thefts and covetousness, wickedness, deceit, deception, lying, lasciviousness, and an evil eye. I find that interesting that our Lord would say that, an evil eye. Looking on at another and just not liking the way they are, the way they do. The evil eye of the wicked that look on to the children of God, that have been graciously saved by the Lord, and because of their desire and love for the Lord, they despise them, an evil eye. From within, out of the heart of men, proceed blasphemy, verse number 22, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they before God, if you will, defile the man. The Lord's talking about sin. The stuff of this life, in and of itself, doesn't cause man to sin. And I know Satan can use things to tempt us, but sin comes from the factory of sin within the man, within the heart of the man. Because, see, a man decides what he's going to do with those things in this world. To eat your food with a dirty hands or dirty dishes does not defile a person before God. Verse 24. And from thence he arose and went to the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into an house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Our Lord is ministering and he's become very popular. And he's looking to get away, to rest with his disciples. Many times the Lord says for his disciples to come away and rest. And so he's up there in Tyre and Sidon, there along the Mediterranean. He enters into a house and sought for it to be secret. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Faith. We'll talk about this passage next time. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.